In the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
Mubuku lewa Efeso chipati.
Imungere
wagambira Johani kutiko ya ukabweza ikabuka nina ako.
The first time I was here in 2002.
Ichi indi chakutakula ndakazite koku no. 2002.
I preached the message on eating the little bird.
Ndakaka bawite imurumbe ute kwa ikulia ikabuku kanini.
It was later put in book form.
Ponya agayaga buku kagalika botu.
And now it's on the internet.
Sorry?
Now it's on the internet.
Oh no, ikabuku kakenya gaya. Daga vika internet na achipeku peku kute kwa njiga yonse ivare mpo izurwa.
Hallelujah. We've been eating ever since.
Abobo tulaisho mamudwi yonse.
We're just getting a greater understanding of it.
Ah, well, no, tuatariga iku huisisha ikapati.
So when the seven church ages are over,
Abobo imakare ambungano hili musanu ahibiri hamana.
We go back to the original again.
Tuwelede kupirukira alimu ikumatarigiro.
And the ministry that he set in the church in the original was the fivefold ministry.
Nkabera imurimo ngwagamba kutuwelede kupirukira kumamaino kokutuwagamba imurimo uli musanu.
And it brought deliverance to the church.
Kabera wagare taru nunuko kumbungano.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Show you how important this fivefold ministry is.
Ono kute gwandi mitonde he iburemo gwa mirimo e irimusanu.
When Jesus went down and delivered out the Old Testament saints and brought them up.
Jesu Kristu naga inkide kuyo futura ibasalari ibajiro mwetaka inda kubareta.
He took all five of these offices with him.
Wagaweza e imirimo irimusanu angwe.
And then when he took them on into heaven, he left the five offices here.
Oh no, naga inkide ikujulu. Wakazosia imirimo iliyo sanwe ansano.
So in his physical absence, he could keep on talking to the church.
Kute kwa muchindi, nchata oo kumuviri oyu, azumana nekunonga na nakumbungano yako kuinda mirimo ilimu sanu.
Yes.
Amen.
Having said that, I want to read in Ephesians here.
Mbondamba bobo, ndenda ute tubare mbuku lewa Efeso.
Fourth chapter, I want to begin reading verse 7.
Chipati, itane, tutelike kubala ichiroba.
It says, unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ.
Wamba uteti, pere umwi aumwi agatigesu ulipedwe iruharo, buli imwewe iwachipo. Jicho Kristu nchaga mupa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to notice to everyone that he gives a gift, he gives grace.
Give
us grace with a gift. That means that he gives you a gift, he gives you that ability to use it. He tells us here something that should make us understand how important it is. Because as we continue to read, we read in verse 8, it says, wherefore he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men.
Shonto 8, wamba kuteti, chichecho, chigwamba kuti, ichindi, nchaga tanta kujuru, wagasala, ibusala, ibusalali, alimwi, wagavira bantu zipego.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the King James says, when he led captivity captive.
Oh no, eri. King James Version.
Meaning he went down into the present house of Satan. And he brought forth those Old Testament saints that were still bound by certain rules.
Waga inka muntorongo omuya, akubweza iba salari iba gaindibaya, iba gangidwe aimu mirao.
See, they couldn't go into paradise.
Ikuti, tiba ya mwana kuinka mparadise.
Not in glory.
Utaamba muburemu.
Because the blood of Jesus Christ has not been shed to pay
Kamba
the sin.
Kamba uteti mwana Jesu Christ kwa chechi achindi.
Amen.
But when Jesus died on the cross, he paid the sin debt for Old Testament and the New Testament.
So
the sin debt was settled.
Amen.
Yes.
So Jesus went down into the depths of hell. And brought forth those Old Testament saints.
Amen.
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 That were still there waiting for him to come and die for their sins.
Yes.
They weren't in torment, but they were in the present now.
Vagali muhiumbwe pelekwamba wini kwa kuti vagali muntorongo.
It's kind of like the church is today.
Chirimbulimbwave de imabunga bunga abugombisunu.
We're bound many times by circumstances.
Ubunjwa hindi turangidwe abuyumuyumu.
And many times we're not free to go and do the things we want to do.
Ubunjwa hindi ngatatu jisirwa ngurugorwa kuti tuhinke tukagutite ihintu yo tuerede kuti tujite.
Remember the elements of this world.
Turangidwe ahintu ihanyika ei.
Hallelujah, but we're going to be loose.
Pere bumwe buzwa tuangunuka.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe that.
Amen.
Amen. The souls that were in prison. And they needed a deliverer. But the fourth chapter of the book of Luke says he came to set the captive
free.
So when he died on the cross, that stripped Satan of all his power.
Tamba uteti wakavanguru na kuzwa kunguzi ya satani.
Jesus went down and preached for 3 days and nights thereabout.
Abogo Jesu Kristu kuti nagari mchungwe waka inkide oge kuyoga mbauga kwa mazuba ali na imasikati otatwe amasiku otatwe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He showed those that didn't accept God's word in the Old Testament.
Wakatonde hababa yabantu ibatakata mbwide ijulale za mchirongo chaka hindi.
Showed them why they couldn't come out.
Wakatonde anchoa ataka zumini na.
But he also brought Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and all his children out.
Amen.
Alimwi wakabusha Abrahamu, Isaaki, Jacobo, abana bakwe bonse.
He took those 5 offices and went right down to the pits of hell.
Wakabweza imirimo irimusanu kuzwa mungehena na mudindi litagori.
And he wrought a great deliverance.
Kabera wakareta irununuko irupati.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he brought them forth, his work was done that way.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he took those same 5 offices and gave them to men.
Abobo, yagatora imirimo eyo sanwe njagapa kubantu.
He gave gifts unto men, it said.
Wagapa ipego kubantu bamba.
Some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists.
Bamwi wagaba pakuti babe iba ma apostolo bamwi bavangeli bamwi basisimi bamwi bembeli.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to turn to Matthew 27 and show you what I'm talking about.
Ndenda uteti ndijule kubukira Matayo chipati 27 kutegwa ndi matonde ete ndikanana.
Hallelujah. Arubereza. How he brought forth those Old Testament saints.
Mburi mbwaga busha ibasalari ibaga indi na bamuchirongwe taka indi.
When Jesus came forth, there was a great resurrection.
Jesus Christ na agazide kwagari ibuge ibupati kuti baba yabasalari bamuchirongwe taka indi.
Amen.
He took those Old Testament saints out of the pits of hell and led them into paradise.
Aba ya ibasalari bagari muchirongwe itaka indi na bagari mungehena wakabagwisha okuya kutorongo akubatora mu paradise.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But let them stay here about 40 days and nights.
Pere waga kara ansano kwa mazuba ali magumi one.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I want to begin reading here in Matthew's, the 27th chapter.
Ndianda kubara awa mupu kuda Matayo chipati 27.
And I want to begin reading verse 51.
Kona ndianda kutaria kubara mshoto 51.
It says, behold, a veil in the temple was rent from two twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks did rent.
Linompao, chisitirizyo, ichamutempere, chakaderuga, kujuru, agusigiransi, arimuniga, yagazungana, ayaromiara, yaganduga.
That covered the period when they were crucifying him.
Ejia, chamba imagani na agari kubamburwa Jesu.
But watch what happened when he came forth out of the grave on that third day.
Ono amurangisha itagajitika Jesu Kristu na kazwide imuchungwe abuzuba iwatatu.
Verse 52.
Chonto 52.
It says, and the graves were open and many bodies of the saints which slept arose.
Yazwa mutubanda musurera bubuge bwagwe yanjira sorry 52 atubanda twagahunuka nkabera mibiri minji yabasare ibagalikona yakabuga.
Verse 53 says that came out of the grave after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many.
Yazwa mutubanda musure irabubuge ibwagwe yanjira mu munzi muremu akubonekera ibantu ibanji.
Hallelujah. This was the Old Testament saints coming out of the grave.
Chakari ibasalari bamuchirongo chakaindi babora onona akamana kubuka Jesu.
God wanted to be a witness.
Lezo wali kuyanda uteti abe abwa gamboni.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That something had happened in the region of the dead.
Ikuchimwiti ntutatorabu sena mchikarilo ichavafu.
Hallelujah. He brought forth all those that died in the Old Testament
arumbweleza wagareta bonse ibayabantu ibakafide muchilongwe chakaindi.
All those that believe in the Old Testament in God's plan, they came forth.
Bonse bayabakashoma muchilongwe chakaindi kuendera na magaze areza vakabuka.
And God wanted the world to know about it.
Abobo rezawari kuyata kuteti inyika yonse poizurwa ihibe bobo.
So he let the graves open.
Abobo wakajura na wakabamu na hiumbwe.
And they were seen walking around. They went 40 days and nights here.
Wajamba kuteti bagabonwa. Nkabera bagenda igwa mazuwa ali makumi one. Bagabonwa abantu bonse mu munzi wa Jerusalem.
And they went into the city and visited many.
Kamera baga injira mumunzi akuswaya banji.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God brought a great deliverance.
Leza wagareta irununuko rupati.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he took the fivefold ministry down with him.
Kuhunya wagakwisha awe kuzwa mudindi omuya imirimo ili musanu.
Amen. And still, God still got a fivefold ministry and still a great deliverance
taking place.
And when he arose from the dead and ascended on high, he took these saints into paradise. First resurrection has already taken
place.
The first phase of it. And he
said,
there's another resurrection take place in our day. And it was very important. In the first chapter of the book of Acts, it tells how long the saints were here. Because Jesus was here about 40 days and nights. After his resurrection. Speaking to the disciples. About the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Then he was seen ascending up into heaven. And as he did, he led all those saints with him. I'd like to say Paul did not preach seven church ages. Paul did not preach seven seals.
Paul did not preach seven
spirits. Paul did not preach seven spirits.
Paul did not preach seven
spirits. He said God's one spirit. So that had its place in the church coming through the dark ages. And through the time of Reformation until the seventh angel came. The seventh angel being the seventh church age messenger. And we all know who that was. It was Brother William Brown who's gone to be with the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Then God took him off the scene. God wanted to let the church, his bride, know about Israel. God wanted to let the bride know about Israel. So he did something else. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Brother, come here, man.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right, I want you to stand right here.
Amen.
Amen. All right, you're going to represent something else.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God wanted us to know what was going to happen there.
Oh no, let's the world get to take to him a church in Gatatigakuri, Vana Israeli.
Through the opening of the fifth seal,
Queen Damukuna Matra, Guajina Matrio Tamusano,
God let us know why Hitler and Eichmann killed 6 million Jews.
Wagatuton de Areza Mujina Matrio Asia, Muri Hitler, Wagajaya, Iba Majuda, Vali 6 million.
It was to run them back to the homeland.
Abobo, Jotagajitiga, Muniga, Iaquabo, Gutabo, Piruke.
That had already taken place when he told us about it. But there was more to know about Israel.
Sorry?
There was more to know about Israel. Pero kwagari hinji,
yarugandigana kwihibwa, hijatigia Israel.
Because Israel is our brethren.
Kama utemi Israel, mwana agwe.
Amen. Among each other, we're brothers and sisters of the Lord.
Agati kesu, tulibana bakwako, bonsa, votuvede, mumwami.
But when God looks down, he sees us all together as the bride.
Les arangansa, no, bonsa, uturanganya kute, tuturi ibabwinga bakwe.
But he sees the Jews as the brethren to Christ.
Ono majuda baro, ubamba kute, timbana bakwako, a Jesu.
Before God restored this fivefold ministry back in its fullness,
lezagata ningabozia imurimo oyu uri musano mubuzure ibaho.
He had one more thing to do.
Wagati sichintu chomwe itakuchita.
He had to do something else first.
Wagasanguna ikuchita imarere.
So he raised up a man named Raymond Jackson Jr.
Wagati uletira imurombe utegwa Raymond Jackson Jr.
And he gave him a complete revelation of what was going to happen to Israel.
Wagamupa ichiyobunyo ichimani nide chinjatiya imagadi atikachitiya kuri Israeli.
And he preached it to us and cleared all that up.
Wagatukamba ukira ayamagani.
This brother here represents something else that God's doing.
Oh, yumana kwesu kuri chaimini na awa chajitaleza akatikesu.
He had to do this before he restored the fivefold ministry.
He wanted to
introduce the brethren, Israel, to the bride.
Amen.
So he picked
Amen.
Up a man named
Raymond Jackson Jr.
And he cleared it up for the bride.
Amen.
And God took him off the scene. And now it's in the hand of the fivefold ministry. Hallelujah. Thank you, brother.
Amen.
This is something else that God did besides the lineage of the fivefold ministry.
Hey, chinchimbireza chaga tujitira kunze ili amirimo ili musanu.
See, when Paul preached the word, that was before the church age has ever begun. Him being a minister when the church age began, God used him to lay the foundation for the church. And being living at the time, God made him that messenger, that first age.
Abobo mbogunga leza wagamupa kuti ave mutumwi kokuti leza wagamupa inguzo yakuti avige intarisho na foundation.
But when God give him the word to lay the foundation,
onone za naga mupete inju yakuti avige intarisho,
he took him off the scene.
Wagazo mukisha ansano.
And then he did something else.
Amen.
He raised up a man named John who was not a church age messenger.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yohani waro oyo otegali mutumwi wakubukare wambungano ne ibayo mwe.
And John began to preach about things Paul didn't mention.
Abobo Yohani wakazote ali akugamba nga imagine ayo nga kata nga atagamba Paul ne kubambichani.
That's where you seven men, seven church ages and all came in under John.
Abobo imbunga makare ambungano hili musanu ahibiri amyuya ili musanu ahibiri yakabora kuchindi cha Johani.
30 years after the death of Paul.
Nukwa gamana kuinda imyaka ili makumi otatu kafide Paulo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now God brought the church through all those sevens.
Oh no, leza wakareta imbungano yako kuinda mulatu angabakwe.
Amen.
He revealed us what's going to happen to Israel.
Abobo wati umunwidaswebo yonse hitika chitike kuli Israeli.
And let us know there's a rapture to take place.
Akutu hivya kujeti kuyakuma ikukwe mpana ikutorwa ikuwa basara ikutorwa.
For the bride of Christ.
Kuli na kuinda wa Kristu.
Now I want you to notice when he ascended down to bring the Old Testament saints up.
Ono ndianda kumwambira kuteti naga inkide ansi.
He didn't take seven men with him.
Cha kwenaga bwezeti kibantu bosanwe anguepe.
Because he was bringing complete deliverance.
Amen.
He didn't take the seven spiritual angels with him. But the fivefold ministry was within him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But before he left the earth, he gave it to men.
Oh no, kata ninga kuisi ya enyiga, elimirimo iliyo sanu,
wakaipa
kumumani.
Amen.
Amen.
He brings deliverance to
us.
Amen.
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 He used the fivefold ministry to bring up the Old Testament saints.
Uvereisha imirimo iliyo sanu kutegwa arete iti kubantu.
See, he went and preached to the spirits and presence.
Ikuti, uyanda uti aga kambauki, waga inkidogo kambauki na imiu ya iagari muntorongo.
He went in the hell and ripped the keys off side of Satan.
Hallelujah.
He opened the door and let Abraham out.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord.
That key was that powerful message that Satan opened the door.
No, it is Juzio, Wagari Murumbe, Imupati, Iwaguti, Wagazumina Satan, which I Jura Muriango.
When he went down,
Naga Inki dancing,
to get the Old Testament saints,
Quinka Kubasari, Ibaga Indi.
The first thing he did,
Chitakusamu Taga Chitide,
he said, open up your doors.
Wagamba Utech, Jula Muriango.
Open up your everlasting gates and let the King of Glory in.
Amuni Imiriango.
They said, who is the King of Glory? He said, the Lord God Almighty is He.
Yeah.
He announced deliverance this year, glory.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Deliverance are here. The seven church ages are over.
Oh no, imakare ambungano hili musanu ahibiri amana.
The seven men's already come and gone.
Ababantu bali musanu ababiri, babo oragare akwinka, yes?
It's already been revealed to us what's going to happen to the Jews.
Chayubu nugagare kulindiswe, ichinga chatorabu sena, oh no.
Now here's the fivefold ministry.
Oh no,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God, when the fivefold ministry come, there's deliverance.
Oh no,
and the fivefold ministry has come and there is deliverance. He delivers them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
I'll bring this in about Brother Branham. He went shopping with his wife at a mall once.
Sorry?
He went shopping at a mall. A mall is a place where a lot of stores.
Wagainkide, kuyowura, muchintoro, ichitegwa mozi, kunigayagwa kumirika.
And there, a vision that he had had 40 years later, earlier came back to him.
Mponya ijirengano, nchaga jisi, kakuindide imiaga, iri magumi one, chagavora.
And that vision was when he got shot one time hunting. Then he was dying and going to hell. He was down in hell and he saw these creatures saying,
Oh, yeah.
Coming right at
him.
Well, when he was shopping in this shopping mall, he was standing at the top of the
escalators.
All of a sudden, that vision came back to him. And he saw some women coming up the
stairs.
And they looked just like they did in hell 40 years early.
Yeah.
Now in America, women, they'll paint their eyes around them. Amen.
Amen.
What they call that? Some kind of stuff. Some of them paint their eyes blue. All around here, you know. And they'll put lipstick on. And they'll cut the hair short and have it in a kind of, Brother Brown called it a waterhead
haircut.
And as Brother Brown was standing there, they were speaking some kind of language he didn't know. But it sounded like him. They said, And all of a sudden he felt like he was back in hell again where he was. 40 years early. Hallelujah. He said, their souls are now in prison.
Wagamba kuteti imiuya ili mungehena na mu prisoni.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I'll tell you, there's deliverance.
Ndimiambile kwa galiru nunugo.
Paul tells us in the 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews.
Paulo uratuambila mubuku daba Hebrews chapter 12.
That we've come to heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
He said we've came to an innumerable host of angels.
Sorry?
We've came to an innumerable host of angels. He said we've come to Jesus. We've come to the church of the firstborn. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Heavenly Jerusalem.
Amen.
We're right in the middle of heavenly Jerusalem today.
Oh, no.
Because we've been picked up out of that mess out there in the world.
Kamba uteti, tuaweze kwa nwa, tuasumpura, tulatara kuinda mpoive de ee njiga joti wende sunu.
Jesus said you're not of the world.
Onya, Jesu Christu wakamba utamuri ibanjiga eipe. Kamba uteti, wamu nununa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus came to set the captive free.
Jesu Christu wakasia kuzwa anguru rabazige.
To loose the prison them that bound.
Ute kwa avanguru ne avu ibangidwe.
And bring deliverance to us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're back to the place where Paul told us to go.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He got the bride engaged to Christ.
Paulo wakabweza na winga kutegwa atangwe kuli Kristu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In this last day, she's seen marriage decline.
Ponya mumazuba aya ama mano, uyanda kubona kuti inabwinga wakwatwa kuli Kristu.
Paul had the authority to engage the church to cry.
Paulo wakali angu zvihabuteti atange imbungano kuli Kristu.
This apostolic ministry in this hour has the authority to get a marriage to cry.
Abobo
imbungano
kuli anguzu yabuteti bupe ibwinga. Sorry, na bubambe ibwinga.
Amen.
Get her dressed in fine linen, clean
house. Kasami tegabo tumumure mbo utuba ibu.
Which is the righteousness of saints.
Kogutu obo ibutuba bobu salariwa basalari.
Now let's read here in Ephesians 4 again.
Atubare arimu awamupukulaba Efeso chipati. Ichane.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right, watch. I'll begin verse 8 again.
Ndatarika arimu chonto 8.
Wherefore he said, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men.
Chichecho, chichecho, chigwangwa ikuti, kindi chagatanta kujuru.
Ascending, what is it but that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth.
Rino eri idri, yakuti, wagatanta, sata kwensi ikwamba kuti wakasangu na kuseruka kunsi anyika.
That's where it was at when he was gone 3 days at night.
Mkwaka vete ono kunsi anyika na akainkite kwa mazuba ali otatwe amasiku otatwe.
He's already paid the sin debt.
Waasara hagara ibasara liokuya.
So Satan had no claim over any of the people anymore.
Abobo Satan taga jisiri mbi ibuleri kubantu aba eba kafite mchurongwe taga indipe.
All those that have obeyed God in the Old Testament. And Satan kept on telling them you've been born in sin.
Ponya Satan wakazumana kunobambira kuteti nyomaga harirwa
muchivi. I've got a hold on you.
Abobo ndirangu zuna abureli kuli ndinywe.
But when Jesus died on the cross.
Jesu na agafuta chinga no.
It loosed that whole Satan hat on you.
Wakaibu zuna batu wonse baya. Yes.
So he descended down and brought him out.
Wakainkansi akubare tatara.
That's why the graves were open and the saints were seen walking around Jerusalem.
Chichecho tubanda twakajuka nkabera basalari bakazwa mutubanda omwe bakabonwa ku bantu bonse.
Verse 10 says,
Choto 10 wamba kuteti,
he that descended is saying that ascended above, far above all heaven that he might feel all things.
Oyeni wakaserukide ngonguwe iwakatanta kujuru kure kuinda majuru onse kuti azulile muzintu zonse.
That's him going up.
Ngonguwe ono kayabu ya kujuru.
And he took the Old Testament saints with him.
Ponya wakatolele awe ibasari ba mchirongwe chaka indi.
They have been here 40 days and nights.
Nibagamana kukaransa nukwa mazuba ali magumi one.
But before he left,
ono kata ninga inka.
When he ascended, he gave gifts unto men. The same gifts that were in him when he went down and delivered those things.
Amen.
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 Let's see what he gave now. Verse
11.
It says, he gave some apostles.
Nkavera bamwi wakaba paguti babe ba apostolo.
Some prophets.
Bamwi kuti babe basisimi.
Some evangelists.
Bamwi kuti babe ibakambausi.
Some pastors.
Abamwi kuti babe bemberi.
And teachers.
Nanka ibai.
For the perfecting of the saints.
Kuti basitikize.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That's what God gives us today.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. How many see what he took with him when he went and delivered the saints?
Banga ibachipo na kuteti wakatoreza anguwe hipego na kakikite kuyonunu na iba asalari.
He still had these gifts within him.
Waga ichisi anguwe hipego ehi awe.
And he didn't give them to man till he went up. Evidently, he needs them in hell.
Nanka, sorry.
Evidently, Jesus needed those offices in hell.
Nanga kusia imirimo iria yosame kugehena.
When he delivered the saints.
Nanga nununa ibasalari.
It sets a good tie.
Ragamba chamba uteti wakabora mbabo.
Now we're in hell in a sense.
Oh no, nanga ni mugehena ibasalari.
So he's going to deliver us out.
He's
going to give us these fivefold ministries.
Yeah.
That's what you heard this morning.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. So when he ascended on high, he gave gifts unto
men.
These five offices. For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Till we all, every one of us.
Amen.
Now, do you see where the seven fit? That was in the church age.
Couple
of years ago, I took a study on the seven church ages.
Sorry?
A few years back, I took a study on the seven church ages.
Ima miaga ya inda, ndakali kurangana, ndakali kubara imaga ni ajatiki ya, ima kale ambu ngano hili musano haiviri.
I took seven services.
Ndakatora limwi, imiswa ngano hili musano haiviri.
I went into the history of it, proving the messengers.
Ndakali nka, mu magani a vagare mbaji indi, ponya, ndakabo na iba...
Showing the seven men and the seven spiritual angels that was with
them.
When I finished the last message on it, that night I had a dream. I was at this lighthouse. Where the light one time had been. And people were coming from all over because the light had been there. And but the light was no longer there.
Oh no, imumunituwa gajiri ope.
It was just a place where the light has been.
Yeah.
The lighthouse was just a place where the light had been.
Oh no, Ibusena, Wagazova, Ibusena, Puagabede, Imumuni.
And as I was walking out of that lighthouse,
Ndagayawe, Damunda, Yamuni,
I said to myself,
Ndagamba, Nemugamuni,
this will be my last time coming back here.
Utayanda, Chingachava, Ichindi, Changuchama, Mano, Chaguora, Goguno.
Because it was time to move on with God.
Kambo, Chagarichindi, Chagutetindende, Nandin, Kareza.
That represented the message of the seven church age messengers. And the historical part of the way the church has come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I believe it's time to move on with God.
Amen.
Now, Brother William Brown came and brought a message to the age of Lady Osea.
Indeed, it was a great message
and is a great message.
Amen.
But God says, time to move on now. We don't read the message as though it didn't exist.
Sorry?
We don't read the message as though it didn't exist.
Tatubari imurumbe, mburi kutitiwa gari
ope. Amen, but we go on to the other folds of it. God's unfolding.
Pere tuyavu ya, mwenye murumbe, mburi mbaya uyu mburu na kulindi
sweleza. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I remember several years ago.
Daeya, imiaka imivotia inda.
The people would tell me the word don't come to nobody but a prophet. And God only has one prophet on the scene at a time.
Kavera leza
And Well, that troubles me because I knew it didn't fit the New Testament.
Ponya echa chakandipenya kabauti takwendakaendera na achirongwe chipya.
Because there was 12 Jewish apostles to the nation of Israel.
Kambo kwagali vama apostolo vali ikumi ababili kuchisi cha Israeli.
And there was Peter and Paul on the scene at the same time.
Achi ndichochonya kwagali Petro a Paulo.
So I knew about the fivefold ministry.
Abobo ndagali hi imagani a mili moyo sanwe.
And I asked the brother about the fivefold ministry.
Ponya ndagabuza imukwesu umbuya magani a mili moyo musanu.
He said that probably happened back down the dark ages somewhere.
Wazoamba uti eliopense elio liaga inda muti ndinuwa garimu dima mubati muko mbi.
He says, but God's trying to prophet and finish all the mysteries of the Bible.
Mwenye wagamba uti mwena musisipi ulia wamanya onse masesika angu Bible.
I said, where do it say it at?
Mwenye wazoamba uti ino pari pambo chapo chapo.
And he said, that's Revelation 10 and 7.
Mwenye wagamba uti chiumu ni chupati 10 and chonto 7.
But Revelation 10:7 speaks of one word singular.
Ponya ichu ni hachipati ten. Jamba ichu ni omwe.
And it speaks of one thing.
Jamba biyochi ntuchomwe.
It speaks of the kingdom of heaven age.
Jamba imagani a iwambi iwagujuru.
It speaks of the mystery that John said about seven stars, seven.
Ponya jamba imagani a John gagali kubona mburi nyenyezi hili mushano ahibiri.
It says when the seventh angel sound the mystery singular would be finished.
Ponya Johani naga sorry naga bona wagabona mungero wamutabavi. Ponya naga liburi yamwe mboagwe. Masesike onse agacheni agamana na aramana.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As that took finish that mystery up, God took him off the scene.
Naga chibona etikachitora musena.
God began to move into back into a New Testament. With the apostle.
Aba apostolo.
So he raised up one named Raymond Jackson like unto Peter.
And
when we read about Peter, the apostle to the Jews. Not one time did he speak about the one body. Not one time did he speak about the fivefold ministry. Not one time did he speak about one spirit we baptize into one body. But the Bible says he was an apostle to the circumcision.
Amen.
Amen. Remember, I told you God was doing something else. He raised up Raymond
Jackson
to tell the bride exactly what's going to happen to Israel, the bride. God took him home.
Amen.
Amen. Alright, that left the fivefold ministry before.
And
the church all speaking the same thing. Now we've
got
to take it on. There's no more Brother Brown. There's no more Raymond Jackson.
Junior Jackson.
Amen. But we're here.
Amen.
Amen. We go from faith to faith.
Amen.
We go from victory to victory.
Amen.
So I was very troubled when they said the prophet came to finish everything. So I began to fast and pray. For 40 days and nights I fasted without eating.
Ponya ndagali miagulia kwa mazuba ali magumi one.
And on the 38th day the voice of the Lord came in.
Ponya abuzuba wa kwa 38.
And the voice of the Lord spoke and said he was an Old Testament type prophet.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
See, Brother Brown wasn't part of the fivefold ministry at all. That's why I would say many times the word don't come to nobody but a prophet. You can't find that in the New Testament. He was closing out that seven church age.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He closed it out. God took him off the scene. God wanted us to have understanding what's going to happen to Israel. Because Israel is a brethren. So he picked up a man named Raymond Jackson and
revealed that.
And now he's moving us on with a fivefold ministry. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And that's where we're at today.
Hallelujah.
And notice, around the world today, God allowed Brother Jackson to say that there's coming seven men.
Sorry?
God allowed Brother Raymond Jackson to say there are going to come seven men for the bride. Lezawaga
zumiya Brother Jackson kutambe utetu yakubora ibantu bari musanu abaviri kuri nabwinga.
It was all for a purpose.
Chonse chagari a maganze.
Hallelujah. And when he said that, people all over the world began to say there are seven men coming.
Ponya na gambi debobo iniga yose yagazozurwa ajuda kwamba kuti tikuyakubora varombe vari mushatu vabaviri.
But here lies the word, what are we going to do with it?
Oh no, ndeyi ndi ndoto jisino tulachitavu yeni andiryo.
God sends certain things to trials.
Leza ututumina, sorry.
God sends certain things to trials.
Leza ututumina hitu hili mushanu ahiviri.
See whether we want the word or not.
Or whether
we just won't line up with what's popular.
Amen.
Amen.
Now there's a fivefold ministry to take us on. And there are no more seven men coming. They've already come and gone.
Abobo takuchikwe ivantu vali musanu avaviri kambwa vantu vakasika kare ponya vakaikata vachiope.
I wanted to show you what God took with him, or Christ took with him.
Ndianda kumiambira kuteti ndianda kumatonde avyo echo nchaka torereha awe Kristu.
When Christ went down and delivered the saints up,
Kristu nakaikiti ansi kuyonunu navasarari.
He didn't take seven men with him.
Sorry?
He didn't take seven men
with him.
He didn't take seven spiritual angels with him. But what did he take? He took the office of the fivefold ministry.
Yeah.
And when he left, he left them here on earth. What are they for? For the perfecting the saints. So what have we done? We've gone back to the Bible. We've gone back to what Paul preached. Paul didn't preach seven angels. Paul didn't preach seven church ages. Paul didn't preach seven stars. But he preached a fivefold ministry. And that's what we've come back to. And he delivers you with it. Christ delivered you with a fivefold ministry.
Yes.
Just as he took the five offices with him when he went into hell.
Ono wakatolele chakunamba kuti wakatolele angwe milimo ili musano ayi vinaka ikite kungehena.
He laid out the old saints.
Wakatonde ha hitondeho ihaka yamuchirongo chakaindi.
And then he gave them to men. Gave them
all. Wakahipa kubantu. Wakawa pabaro.
Amen.
Amen.
And he gave grace with a gift.
Ponya wakapa iru yaro ajipego.
Our brother did real good this morning preaching about the ministry.
Nkabera imwezuma wachitakamo tukusengi na kambauka imagati amulimo.
Amen. Now that apostle's office can do the work of any for a season.
Ikuti imu apostolo rangu yakuti ta imulimo wa muvangeli na kuumbwa imilimo yone ishede.
But if that apostle tried to stay in one of these other offices too long, he'd cramp the whole body.
Imu apostoli ulako ya kukara mumirimu yone kutepa imumirimu
ora. See, Christ is the head of the church.
Kambo Kristu imutu wa mungano.
And that's where all five members get their moving powers from the head.
Kamera vonse ababantu bari mungano babweza inguzu yavo kuzwa kumutu kwa kutingu Kristu.
When the apostle moves, it's from the head. When the evangelist moves, the message comes from the head of that evangelist.
Amen.
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 But suppose the apostle tried to stay in one of the other offices too long.
Ino ngachababuti ikutumwa apostolo wakaramu mu office yao mbikwa miaka iminji na kwa chindi chirafu.
It wouldn't work.
Sorry?
It wouldn't work if the apostle tried to take too long in one of the other.
Tachiko vereka kuti wakaramu mulimo mwe kwachindi chirafu.
It doesn't bother me to do that.
Tachindipenzi kuti tobo mewo kuti ndachitobo.
But if I stood up here for 6 hours like that.
Sorry?
It doesn't bother me to do that.
Tachindipenzi mewo kuti tabobu ya.
Okay? What I'm doing for you on tape would be putting my thumb and my next finger together.
I can do it very easy.
And it don't bother me. But if I left it that way for 6 hours, my whole hand would be cramping.
Oh no, you would ya kwa maora ali 6 si kuti janza yangu lyonse lilabanga rajisa.
If I take those fingers together so I couldn't move them.
Abobo kutindaweza iminwe yonse yoviro akuchitabobo ya kute kwa zumanane.
It aggravate me to death.
Sena ngadachiko ya kuchitobo na.
Amen. If I did that, then the next.
Ikutindajitabobo ya kuro yuwa vili na utovera.
If I taped them together.
Ikutindaiweza antomwe.
And went to bed like that.
Ndajitabobo ya.
I'd probably wake up sometime during the night, my whole hand hurting.
Because
each one of them offices are unique in themselves. But God so ordained it that the apostle's office can touch either one of them.
Onoreza wakabona kuteti oyu apostolo urangwa kunjira mu mirimo eyo ne ishede.
And be successful for a little while.
Akuzwidirira kwakaindika honto.
But that thumb can never become the little finger.
Pere ichinwe chipati echi tachi oyu kuba akakanwe kanini.
Or either of the other fingers. That's a five-fold ministry.
Alimwi echi. Sorry?
That's a five-fold ministry. Elijah's servant saw a little cloud about the size of a man hand.
Elisha
said, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Hallelujah. There's a cloud arising today.
Amen.
Amen. So that apostle to the Gentiles wrote the 14 books of the New Testament.
Oyo wagari mwa apostolo wakuliba na masi chichecho ayama buku ali 14 agaremba Paulo agarembelwa bana masi.
Amen.
Amen.
But the real deal is he took those five offices with him.
Oh no, wagabweza imisa imirimo ei iri musanu angwe.
And after the saints were delivered up,
nibagamana kununua ibasarari.
He gave these gifts to men.
Wagahopa ihipo ehi kubantu.
Because there are still saints need to be delivered.
Kamba uteti koma chiri iba sale na
basala.
Iba yatika na kufuturwa.
Abo
yonjwe anime. Kuna mubuwe kunireza.
What you know she did take seven men or seven spirits with her.
Ndimeambira uteta kuni chaga choranguwe. Imiwe iri musanu aiviri na ivatu musanu avaviri pe.
When time comes for deliverance, he takes a fivefold ministry.
Ono ichi ndi chasika icharununuko chitora imirimo iri musanu.
That's the only ministry God says was given for the perfecting of the saints.
Ngo murimo urike wagapegwa gutegwa usarahe ibasarari.
Amen.
Amen.
And you've heard part of it today.
Achoma kuti irubazura murimo oyo sunu mwaona.
God's got the rest down here.
Leza wa ustonde awa.
Amen. God bless you.
Leza mirele.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm
sure
you
got it now.
It is now cleared. And you see how we can be delivered.
Amen.
Amen.
We
can be delivered through that very ministry.
Yes.
He has touched also about Jesus Christ. He has touched about Jesus Christ.
That
time when he entered down there. You remember what happened out there? Yes. He went to grab the keys.
Yes.
He said, I've come. Yes. I've just left my blood on the cross.
Yes.
And you still wait for it. Yes. I want to show you something today.
Yes.
And the people came down here.
Yes.
And he grabbed the keys.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The door. And off he came. And with those saints.
He never left
those gifts.
Where
they had gone. But he left it here on earth. And this is the ministry that we are talking about. It is growing.
We are growing
now. In the time of William Marion Branham, he has done his part.
We are
going forward.
And
from this again, he said, as a man, he has done his part. And this time again,
there
are so many that are doing the work.
Amen.
We shall have another question. The message is a progressive message. You have to know what you are doing. You have to understand what you are taking.
Yeah.
Yes, then you will know where to go. Amen. You have a good direction. Praise God.
Will so much. One day I will.